Leyden was sublime in its despair. A few murmurs were, however, occasionally heard at the steadfastness of the magistrates, and a dead body was placed at the door of the burgomaster as a silent witness against his inflexibility. A party of the more faint-hearted even assailed the heroic Adrian van der Werf with threats and reproaches as he passed along the streets. A crowd had gathered around him as he reached a triangular place in the centre of the town, into which many of the principal streets emptied themselves, and upon one side of which stood the church of St. Pancras. There stood the burgomaster, a tall, haggard, imposing figure, with dark visage and a tranquil but commanding eye. He waved his broad-leaved felt hat for silence, and then exclaimed, in a language which has been almost literally preserved, "What would ye, my friends? Why do you murmur that we do not break our vows and surrender the city to the Spaniards, a fate more horrible than the agony which she now endures? I tell you, I have made an oath to hold the city, and may God give me strength to keep my oath. I can die but once, whether by your hands, the enemies, or by the hand of God. My own fate is indifferent to me, not so that of the city entrusted to my care. I know that we shall starve, if not soon relieved, but starvation is preferable to the dishonoured death, which is the only alternative. Your menaces move me not. My life is at your disposal. Here is my sword. Plunge it into my breast, and divide my flesh among you. Take my body to appease your hunger, but expect no surrender so long as I remain alive." On the 28th of September, a dove flew into the city, bringing a letter from Admiral Bossot. In this dispatch, the position of the fleet at North Arles was described in encouraging terms, and the inhabitants were assured that, in a very few days at furthest, the long-expected relief would enter their gates. The tempest came to their relief. A violent equinoctial gale, on the night of the 1st and 2nd of October, came storming from the northwest, shifting after a few hours fully 8 points, and then blowing still more violently from the southwest. The waters of the North Sea were piled in vast masses upon the southern coast of Holland, and then dashed furiously landward, the ocean rising over the earth and sweeping with unrestrained power across the ruined dikes. In the course of 24 hours, the fleet of North Arles, instead of 9 inches, had more than 2 feet of water. On it went, sweeping over the broad waters. As they approached some shallows which led into the great mere, the Zealanders dashed into the sea, and in sheer strength shouldered every vessel through.